Hello, how are y'all? Okay, I love you too, honey. Okay, I haven't written a poem for over a year. This is the last poem I had ever written, and it was under very tragic circumstances. A very good friend of mine died a year ago. His name was BJ Alisago. He is a community activist in both the Bay Area and in Sacramento, and when he died, a part of me died, and I guess the spoken word kind of went along with it after I wrote this poem. So I'm going to perform it because I haven't done this in a while, and it's the only thing that I have, so bear with me. I love y'all too. Hanggang dito na lamang, hanggang sa muli, bibilangin namin ang mga sandali. Kuya BJ, how could I ever forget a guy like him? The second I met him, I knew that there was something special about him. We bonded automatically like Velcro and became close like we had known each other over many lifetimes. Even though we didn't know each other down to the favorites and past experiences, we were very much alike. We were both born the year of the rabbit, both doing the same silly nose gesture, both performers with our hearts given to our community, to our people. But I, the new kid on the block, him, the wise experienced one, I was the baby chick he took under his wing. He wanted to teach me how to fly, give me that little nudge off the nest because I had been hatched from the egg too long and was just resting there. Kuya BJ was my idol. I wanted to be like him, live a life like his, blending my passions for performing arts with the pride and love I had for our community and our ethnicity. I wanted to embody his charming and magnetic personality, be a facsimile of his happy-go-lucky and carefree nature. Hey, Kuya, what happened to your cooling tongue? I think I may have left it at Burbank last year. What? Are you serious? No, you gotta get it back. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just get another one the next time I go to the Philippines. Yeah, that was Kuya. I remember the time we were practicing the poem Phil I Am for Sinuk Dala 2003. He was about to leave, but just as soon as I started speaking my piece, he stopped and turned around. He stayed until every word I needed to say was out, constantly nodding his head in approval of the message I was to deliver. He was the one who saw something different in me. He listened to what I had to say when I spoke my words. He saw the deeper meaning. He felt what was internally conveyed. He took it into his mind, his heart, and his soul. He knew what more I could do. To him, I wasn't just some kid who could write poetry, sing, and dance. He saw something else, something more. To him, I wasn't just some up-and-coming talent. To him, I was a movement. Our paths had crossed, and I was supposed to be the student, him the teacher. He wanted me to venture out and do the things he did. He already envisioned what I could do for our community. He was to guide me and yet let me learn my own lessons. He would teach me what I needed to know and let me experience the rest. And as he led me on this path, he showed me what I needed to do. He was the map that told me where I was. He was the compass that pointed the way. He was the natural instinct, common sense, and knowledge that helped me survive in the situations outside of the comfort zones on this long journey home. He led the way. But now, I must leave my own path, leave my own tracks at the point where we had once been together. He'll still be there watching me, but instead of being the external voice in my ear guiding the way, he'll be the internal voice in my heart advising what's best and where to turn. See, BJ was more than a kuya. He was more than a brother, more than a son, more than a best friend, more than a community activist, more than a talented performer with intense passion and immense stage presence, more than a pure heart, more than a wonder of wisdom and insight, more than a hero, more than an inspiration. He was an entity of a higher level meant to affect and touch people's lives. He was the starlight that shined on us during dark and lonely moments. He was the hope that moved our souls toward brighter days. He was the encouraging smile that made it easier to cope with living in this crazy world. He made an impact on people's lives, no matter how small the act. One of the most shining stars on this earth, and now has truly become one providing luminance of hope in the night. We miss you, Kuya BJ. Maraming salamat sa lahat-lahat. mahal kita sa kita magpakailanman. You found your external dream of peace hanggang sa muli. Ang pag-ibig natin ay walang hanggang paalam. At habang magkalayo, papalapit pa rin ang puso. Kahit na magkahiwalay, tayo'y magkasama sa magkabilang dulo ng mundo. Thank you.